Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Maynisch moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fothergill. Falk moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wingo, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a line drive towards third. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tavener moves to third. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavener scores. Basler moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive towards short. Tavener reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner juggles the ball. That's an error on Warner. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warner bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. Holloway moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wingo. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Wingo steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Wingo moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Faber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to third. Falk moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Fox scores. Com moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Manish bunts towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. Wingo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wingo. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy scoops up the ball and tags Blue for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Basler reaches second base with a double. Johnny Noon pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Harry Heilman pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCurdy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. with two walks. Com takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warner is hit by the pitch. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Warner moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hunfield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Warner moves to third. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Warner. Manish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-4 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tavner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Warner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McCurdy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Kaum hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaum. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tavener moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.